He's checking on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Taking a look at Pat Pagano's forecast, a sunny day today, a high around 80, clear tonight, 45 to 50 tomorrow, sun, some clouds, lower 80s. On Saturday, hazy, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85, and partly sunny on Sunday, less humid, temperatures in the low 80s. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Cannabis legislation in Connecticut survived a make-or-break moment yesterday as state lawmakers stripped out a controversial amendment that drew a veto threat from the governor. Success or failure now depends on the Senate approving legislation for the third time after the State House voted 76-62 to approve the revised legislation last night. A Senate session is scheduled for 9:30 today. The Democratic-controlled House voted 125-0 to remove a disputed state amendment that Lamont said would have allowed wealthy speculators to exploit family connections to relatives who qualify for social equity preferences towards licenses for growing, producing, and selling cannabis. The House also unanimously reinstated a revolving door rule included in the rejected state amendment that bars members of the General Assembly and statewide office holders from applying for a cannabis establishment license for 2 years after leaving office. What are those Essex College signs doing around Vassar? Well, in Poughkeepsie, HBO is filming a show. Dozens of people crowded the sidewalk at the corner of Raymond and College View Avenues in Poughkeepsie, standing below the iconic sign for the old Juliet Theater and in the shadow of what is now a Vassar College bookstore. Steps away, others stood below a banner for the Vermont Botanical Gardens, and across College View, signs that denoted the entrance to Vassar's campus now welcomed visitors to Essex College. The fictitious New England school is the setting for HBO Max's upcoming series, The Sex Lives of College Girls. This week, the show, helmed by Mandy Calling, began filming on and around Vassar's Town of Poughkeepsie campus, replacing signage and renaming buildings, if only temporarily. The filming has been met with enthusiasm from many in the community, including some among Vassar's staff. If you're looking for work, Lake Compounds is looking for you. They're looking to hire over 300 employees. They're hosting a job fair, looking to hire 300-plus employees for seasonal and full-time positions. The job fair will be held June 23rd at the main gate from 9 till 10 a.m. The park is offering seasonal employees up to $15 an hour. Positions that are available include lifeguards, rides, food and beverage, security, and more. Main Gate Creamery will be providing free snacks. Those interested in learning more should go to lakecompounds.com. Metro North has added new train service to the Harlem, Hudson, and New Haven lines. They plan to increase train service during the busiest times of the day as ridership begins to creep up towards pre-pandemic levels with the continued reopening of New York City. The 24-train bump will begin on the Harlem, Hudson, and New Haven lines, which serves riders east of the Hudson River. Harlem line service will increase by 4 trains during both the morning and afternoon rush hours from 21 to 25. The New Haven line will increase from 22 to 26, and Hudson line service will increase from 18 to 22 trains in the morning and 17 to 21 trains in the afternoon. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma and pianist Emmanuel Axe will play an in-person benefit concert in Egremont next month to benefit Greenagers, calling the youth-driven land stewardship nonprofit the best of the Berkshire culture. The concert will take place at 6 p.m. July 7th under a tent at April Hill Conservation and Education Center in South Egremont. As part of the event, musicians will have a conversation with Greenagers Executive Director Will Conklin. Seating is limited to 222, and an outdoor reception will follow for top-tier ticket holders. Tickets are available at their website, greenagers.org. In North Canaan, they have a monthly meeting of the Economic Development Committee, and that meeting is scheduled for tonight at 6:30. In the town of Northeast tonight, it's the ZBA meeting. Sharontown meeting will also be held on tonight for the $1.1 million installation of air conditioning at Sharon Center School. Will be the subject of that special town meeting, which begins at 6 p.m. in person. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise, once again, is coming up tonight at the VFW with the Kevin Matchy Band. All activities will be held rain or shine from 6 till 9 p.m. Coming up on Friday the 18th, it's Books and Blooms. It runs through the 20th to benefit the Cornwall Library. More information is available, of course, at the Cornwall Library or from members of the Cornwall Garden Club. Fridays are extra special in Norfolk with the advent of summer-long series of events on the Village Green. Coming up this Friday, Bears for Kids, sponsored by the Norfolk Land Trust. More information at norfolklandtrust.org/index.html. A free community shredded drive-through event and food drive will be held on Saturday the 19th at Salisbury Bank's Lakeville branch from 9 till noon. Limit 4 bags, boxes per car. It is a drive-through event. If you're not vaccinated, wear a mask. If you are vaccinated, it's optional. You'll be guided to drop off your boxes at the designated area to be shredded by bank staff. Stay in your car until you reach that drop-off point. Also, consider bringing in some food for their food drive to help neighbors in need. Non-perishable food and household items along with your items to shred. South Armenia Presbyterian Church Post Homebound Sale. You can celebrate the longest shopping day of the year at their Hot Post Homebound Sale. A great chance to pick up things for future gifts. It'll be Saturday from 10 until 2 at the Parish Hall, 229 South Armenia Road. Food available, including baked goods, sponsored by the South Armenia Presbyterian Church. Innisfree Garden at 362 Terrell Road will offer a curator's tour on Saturday the 19th at 10 a.m. with landscape curator Kate Karen. More information, innisfreegarden.org for details and to register. Social Equity Anti-Racism Workshop being held June 19th in Falls Village. Falls Village and Northwest Quarter residents are invited to join facilitator Carol Taylor for a workshop about social equity and anti-racism on Saturday, 1 to 3:30 at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. The workshop is free. All participants are required to view the documentary Race, the Power of an Illusion in advance of the workshop. Register for the workshop on the Hunt Library Huntington's News tab at thehuntlibrary.org. Hillsdale Concert Series will bring classical music to Hamlet Park with the new jams in the Hamlet Park Concert Series on Saturday. Members of the Hudson Festival Players will fill the town's Hamlet Park with classical music. It begins from 5 till 7 p.m. The park opening for concert guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free. Donation towards the cost of the concert series are encouraged, though. Hillsdale's Hamlet Park is located southwest of the intersection of State Route 22 and 23 at the traffic light. Father's Day plant and bake sale coming up on Sunday, noon till 4 p.m. at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness on Route 344 in Copaic Falls. Annuals, perennials, ferns, herbs, hanging baskets for sale. Fresh baked goods also for sale. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 34,033.67, the NASDAQ at 14,039.68, and the S&P 500 at 4,223.70. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.